Hare said the reason why is because capitalism at its most ruthless rewards psychopathic behaviour, the lack of empathy, the glibness, cunning, manipulative. In fact, capitalism, perhaps at its most remorseless, is a physical manifestation of psychopathy. It's like a form of psychopathy that's come down to affect us all. And Hare said to me, you know what, forget about some guy at Broadmoor who may or may not have faked madness. Who cares? That's not a big story. The big story, he said, is corporate psychopathy. You want to go and interview yourself some corporate psychopaths? So I gave it a try. I wrote to the Enron people. I said, can I come and interview you in prison to find out if you're psychopaths? They didn't reply. So I changed tack. I emailed Chainsaw Al Dunlap, the asset stripper from the 1990s. He would come into failing businesses and close down 30% of the workforce, just turn American towns into ghost towns. And I emailed him and I said, I believe you may have a very special brain anomaly that makes you special and interested in the predatory spirit and fearless. Can I come and interview you about your special brain anomaly? And he said, come on over. So I went to Al Dunlap's grand Florida mansion that was filled with sculptures of predatory animals. There were lions and tigers. He was taking me through the garden. There were falcons and eagles. He was saying to me over there, you've got sharks and more. He was saying this in a less effeminate way. You've got more sharks and you've got tigers. It was like Narnia. And then we went into his kitchen. Now, Al Dunlap would be brought in to save failing companies. He'd close down 30% of the workforce. And he'd quite often fire people with a joke. Like, for instance, one famous story about him, somebody came up to him and said, I've just bought myself a new car. And he said, well, you may have a new car, but I'll tell you what you don't have, a job.